This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pindorf. It's the Old Trailblazer. Pastor here at Radio Missions, where we've given out the gospel. This church has, this ministry has. Pastor Shelton was the originator, the founder of this work. The Lord saved him back there in the early 40s, and he began to broadcast over the local station here, a little old 15-minute broadcast back there. It was unheard of for radio preachers. And the Lord has brought us on through there. The Lord took him home many years ago, Brother Gayo, Brother Cole, Brother Messer. And now I'm this pastor here. The Lord called me into this ministry and put my feet here to the fire to preach the gospel. And he gave me this little broadcast, the Old Trailblazer. And it's going out over about 100 stations now every day, Monday through Friday, or maybe more than 100. I'm not sure. And if you write me, I'll send you a list of all those stations. You could may have friends out there in Hoboken or Seattle or Las Vegas or Tucson or somewhere. And you could send them a list of those times and dates. You hear the Old Trailblazer, or you could hear it over the Internet. Go there on your Internet, look us up on our website, radiomissions.org, and you can go there and find the Old Trailblazer. You can find the Voice of Truth broadcast. You can go there to Sermon Audio and find us. And if you need help, if you'd like to hear, let me know. I'll be glad to walk you through it or get somebody else to do it. But we're looking in our study now in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we saw those verses there we'd been reading. The scripture says there in Ephesians 6:12, we were looking at the warfare of the saint, of God's child, the believer, what we have to go through with day by day by grace. He says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen, it's not those she-devils and he-devils that give us trouble, but against principalities. That's Satan, my friend. Satan uses those folks who will lend themselves to carry out the evil deeds of Satan. But we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness. Oh, my friend, the spiritual wickedness. Do you ever hear, you ever stay up late at night and listen to some of the radio preachers? Oh, you're talking about spiritual wickedness. I hear everything from one end of the spectrum to the other. And I hear those folks denying the sovereignty of God. I heard an individual the other night talking about that there's no such a thing as the sovereignty of God. Another man said there's no such a thing as the eternal security of the believer. He just made all kind of fun. We are saved and saved eternally. Do you know what, my friend? If the Lord never opens that fellow's heart, he'll one day he'll wake up in hell. Now, let me tell you this. It'll be a rude awakening, won't it? Did you know one of the greatest tragedies in this life was to be deceived? To be deceived, thinking this is true and it's not. I'll just tell you a little incident a pastor told me. He said this lady was on a train out there in the West one night. It was cold, raining somewhere. She was headed home to her parents' home. And she told the conductor, she said, "Now, you got to come get me when it's time for me to get off, because I'm not familiar with this country and with this railroad and all." And she said, "You know, my stop is such and such a stop." He said, "Ma'am, don't worry. I'll come make sure you get off." So train kept on going. And there was a man in the car there with her, sitting over on the other side. And after a while, the train stopped, and he said, "Ma'am, this is your call. This is your stop, ma'am." "Yes," the conductor didn't come back, "but this is your stop." So he helped her get off of the train. And oh, my friend, later on, the conductor come back there, and he said, "Where's my little lady and the child?" The man said, "Oh, I put them off back there at their stop when you stopped before." He said, "My friend, that was nothing but a water stop where the train took on water. It's not a thing in the world there." And he got in touch with the man in the train, and they backed up many miles, and they found that lady and that child frozen to death there on that platform. See, she was deceived. She thought, and the man thought, he was doing the right thing. But listen, you want to go through this life deceived? I don't. No, sir, I don't. You ask the Lord to open your heart. Open your eyes. Lord, show me the truth. Is that Old Trailblazer telling me the truth, that you must become a lost sinner before you'll ever get saved? Is that the truth, Lord? You show it to me if that's the truth. He says that nobody will come to Christ unless the Holy Spirit opens their heart, deals with their heart, and then brings them to Christ. Is that the truth, Lord? Would you just show me the truth? I want to know the truth, Lord. He says to go in the mirror and look and see if I'm saved. Ask myself if I'm saved. Is that a good idea, Lord? Do I need to do that, Lord? I've been a church member all my life, baptized when I was 7 years old, and now he's disturbed me. No, it's not me. It's this Holy Spirit. If you're disturbed, I can't disturb you. I can't open your heart. I can't call you. I can't bring you. I can't do anything except give out the gospel. And that's what I'm doing here. The Lord has enabled us here at Radio Mission to have this broadcast and others to where we bring you the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Not taking into consideration what the world thinks. Not compromising God's word. None of that, my friend. We just bring you the raw gospel, I call it. Just like in our bookstore, we only sell the King James Version Bible, and we have folks come in there, well, I want an NIV Bible. Well, I have a pamphlet I put together showing you the error of many, many new translations, and they won't have it. They won't have it. No, because why? My preacher uses the NIV, and he said for me to get the NIV. Well, if you write me, I'll send you the errors in that Bible and many others. You write me. I'll send it to you. Just write me and send it to you. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. Just send the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And our motive here is only to get out the gospel, get out the truth. We have a bookstore here with all the old Puritan writers back there, the Whitfields, and John Bunyan, and John Gill, and A.W. Pink, and Horatius Bonar. And we have those books, my friend. Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. We have the biggest collection of Spurgeon in this country. And folks come here and they say, I'm amazed. I didn't know you had all this. I had a missionary came from China, from Africa, and he brought two suitcases, and he filled them with those good old books, and he said, this is my luggage. This is what I'm tearing back with me. Oh, my friend, but you write me, I'll send you a catalog. But we look in there that we don't wrestle with those worldly things. We wrestle, we fight, we war. We literally, what it means here is to war. We war. We are soldiers, not against flesh and blood. No, it's a battle. It's not a battle between you and me. No, you can take issue with anything you want to. I don't have hatred in my heart against you or no one else. No, I'm not going to hold that thing. I'd be worse than an infidel if I did. But listen, and I'm not fighting you. You're not fighting me. It's a spiritual warfare. And after some of you have done all you can against this ministry here, every form, shape, and fashion, God gets a hold of you and begins to open your heart and your mind. And the amazing thing is you'll find that I love you. The old Trailblazer loves you, don't you? You find that I love you. I told someone the other day, we were talking about some little opposition here. I said, I don't have a hard feeling against anybody in this world. My bitterest enemy, I love them. I don't love their actions in there, and I don't want to be a doormat for them, and I don't want them to stomp me down, but I don't hate them. You know what I long? I long to be open, their heart to be open, come to see the Lord. Then they'll be my friend. Then they'll love my neck, my friend. Listen, how in the world could you love me? Listen, because it's not a warfare between you and me. It's not flesh and blood. The warfare is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against great hosts of wicked spirit. Now that's our warfare. There's the battleground. That's what we're fighting. Oh, listen. Everywhere you turn, there's evil spirits, and listen, they're resisting every word that goes out here. I often tell you that the devil or his emissary sits in my little studio here, sits on my shoulder, and tells me to tone down the message, Trailblazer, tone it down. You're going to scare off all your good givers, all those folks that's been supporting you all these years. You're going to touch a nerve there somewhere, and you lose them. Well, I can't do that, my friend. I have to preach the word. In season and out of season. But listen. Yeah, that's right. Some of those demons meet with us on our regular thing, and they put our folks to sleep. That's the hardest demon ever to deal with. A demon will just put you to sleep. I'd rather have your eyes open and cuss me and do all those things than you to go to sleep. Sit up there and listen. I told a fellow one day I knew where he was sitting. I said, sit up there in your easy boy chair and listen. You might be on the way to hell. Listen. Because then away, I can send a message by the grace of God, and I know where you are, I can locate you, but if you go to sleep on me, and Satan will keep your mind busy. I had one lady told me she counted the tiles in the church, all the ceiling tiles in the tabernacle. That's right. But listen, and Satan snatching every word away from you, I can tell. Behind my pulpit, I can tell if you're listening. I can tell if you pay it attention. I can. Things will distract you. But listen. And that's sometimes the reason I use every method under the sun that I know of to get you to listen to me. I know one time long years ago we had an old man out in the audience that always cried. Pastor Shelton said he cried crocodile tears. And he was always sniffing and snicking, and Brother Shelton threw the songbook at him. Didn't hit him, but he woke him up. I tell you what, my friend, you say you do that? No, I haven't done that. But I throw everything I have against you. You know I've called folks' name from my pulpit. You call folks' name? I said, yes, sir, I have. If I call a number several times and they don't listen up and straighten up, shacking up and coming to hear me while they're shacking up, no, you're not going to do that. Listen. And there's another spiritual aspect here, which we find in Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That's my hope, my friend. I don't rely on the old trailblazer. No. We see here the Holy Spirit takes the word of God, lays bare the heart, saint's heart, sinner's heart. And if God didn't keep us in the way of righteousness, every one of us would go astray. It's a continual battle, not only to open sinner's heart, but to keep us in the way of righteousness, and how he lays bare the sinner's heart to bring us to Christ, the edge of the sword. God help us. Oh, I ask the Lord to help us day by day. Then, who out of weakness were made strong. There you have a historical reference in 2 Kings 20, where Hezekiah was sick unto death, and he prayed to God, and God restored his health. He did. Why did he restore him? He gave him 15 more years. He did it by faith. Do you know what promise Hezekiah pled before the Father? He pled a promise. All right, here it is. Hezekiah had no son to succeed him on the throne. Therefore, he had no one to pick up the gap, we say there. But listen, old trailblazer, our time's running out. We'll pick that up in our next study, talking about old Hezekiah, how the Lord granted him 15 more years. You know that study, don't you? Listen, go there and read it in 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 1 and have that ready there on our next study. We'll talk about it just a little bit. But let me remind you, the old trailblazers here every day, Monday through Friday, giving out the gospel. All we do is give out the gospel. We don't do a lot of things like here at the church. We don't do car washes. We don't do bake sales. We don't do those things. No, I don't. I have folks call me wanting to sell me T-shirts to give out for car washes. I said, lady, we don't do that. We just preach the gospel. She didn't understand that. You mean you don't try to raise money like that? No. No, ma'am, we don't. No. The Lord supplies the money here. And I asked you to help us with the broadcast, and I do. We don't beg for money. We don't get on here and plead for money, because the Lord supplies the money, and he can move your heart. I had a preacher tell me one day he could pray the money out of a guy's pocket. I can't do that. I don't try to do that. But I asked you to help us. Dig up that old coffee can in the backyard and send me $100 out of it before the termites get into it. And a man did me that one day, and I appreciate it. But this is the old Trailblazer broadcast. I'm just getting started, just getting warmed up. But you pray for me. Will you do that? Write me and let me know that you're listening. Call me and let me know that you're listening. And remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. And then some folks want to email me. It's pastor@radiomissions.org. And I try to answer you back. If you do that, I appreciate it. And pray for me. Would you do that? Thank you.